No, this was a welcome investment in the fire service station for Snorra, a new Jeep and a new van. Total investment of 120,000, which is very, it's good for it. And it was strange whenever we were doing the handover, the station got a call out, and it showed you how important the fire service is in the county. And it was a lovely evening to be there and as part of the council representative council for the handover. As well, spoke about on the evening as well was the fact that the new regulations come in that so that each station will get extra officers so that the fire officers can get their time off and get able to book their holidays, which before this they were kind of on call 24/7, 365 days a year. So at least going forward now with the new system in place, they will be able to get it's a better work-life balance, and which is what they wanted at the start of all the negotiations at the start of way back last year. So it's good to see it, and you can see how a good young team that's there in Snorra and how they work so well together. It's a pleasure to be with them. Yeah, no, it was all part of it as well. Like, and it is, and you can see their point as well. Like, I mean, no matter what job you're in, you have to have a work-life balance, and because most of the fire officers, they all have families as well, and they have to spend time with their families as well. So it's at least they can book their holidays now going forward. So it's you'll have less people that will for the last number of years that you'd a lot of people leaving the fire service because they just they needed time with their families, and now at least this will work out better going forward. So it's a very good move, and it's a great as I say, on the evening. A fire call in the middle of the ceremony of the handover, and they were out on within a few minutes they were away. So it's a great service, and we don't realise how lucky we are as a county, but the great service that we have throughout the county. So